It is the JR Sport Brief Show on the Infinity Sports Network. Thank you to everybody for tuning in, for being locked in all over North America. I'm coming to you live from Atlanta, Georgia. Thank you for being here. I got one more hour. Time flies when you're having fun. The show gets started every weekday at 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 Pacific. Thank you so much to our producer holding it down in New York City in place of Ryan Hickey, Chris Persianen. And thank you for you for being here. You missed a minute of the show. Go ahead and hit rewind on the free Odyssey app. Thank you for people listening live on your local Infinity Sports Network affiliates, people on Sirius XM channel 375, and people listening on a smart speaker. All you got to do is ask it to play the Infinity Sports Network. We talked about a lot. Of course, I just shared with you a top six list. We took a look at some of the best international players, athletes, to come here and play in Major League Baseball, the NBA, the NHL. I'm sorry, you know, international players worth a damn that are in the top six in the NFL because it's an American sport. But you get my drift. I'll talk about that in a second. We got into the NBA. It is returning tonight. The Los Angeles Lakers are hosting the Charlotte Hornets. Luka Doncic will be playing his third game as a member of the Los Angeles Lakers. No LeBron James, still nursing that sore foot, that sore heel. We talked about Ja'Marr Chase of the Cincinnati Bengals. Apparently, he's looking for a $40 million contract. We talked about Deebo Samuel. The San Francisco 49ers told him, yeah, man, you can go ahead and just look for a brand new team. Speaking of looking and finding things, the FBI found those thieves, found the burglars who got a hold of Travis Kelce stuff and Patrick Mahomes stuff and Joe Burrow stuff. They're a bunch of idiots who just decided to steal things and take photos of the stolen goods. Yeah, they're stupid criminals. Maybe an oxymoron, but you get my drift. We talked about Anthony Edwards. Is Anthony Edwards, has he gone too far with his personality? Is he saying, is he doing too much? Is he detrimental to himself? At least he admits he needs to do better with his language, which I appreciate. And then, of course, we had a great conversation with someone who plays for the New England Patriots. And when he's not playing for the Patriots, he's a member of the U.S. Navy as a member of the reserves. Man, he's a lieutenant in the Navy reserves. We spoke to Patriot Joe Cardona. Yeah, this guy's playing in the NFL and he's serving in the armed forces at the same time. I mean, how many guys are walking around doing that? And shout outs to this man playing for the Patriots. If you missed that conversation, go ahead and hit rewind on the free Odyssey app. And then I told you about the top six. Let me give you a recap. And then we got into Alex Bregman. He's getting paid $40 million. He doesn't care where he plays. He's not like Rafael Devers. I gave you a top six list. And I took a look at players, some of the best players that we've had outside of the United States of America and Canada. At number six on the list, I gave you Roberto Clemente. At number five, I gave you Ichiro Suzuki. At number four, I gave you Dirk Nowitzki. At number three, I gave you Alexander Ovechkin. And number two, Hakeem Olajuwon. And at number one, I gave you Shohei Ohtani, who obviously is still playing, just won a World Series, got a big old contract, $700 million over 10, 20 years, MVP again. It's just Shohei Ohtani pitches and hit. He does it all. I have him at number one on the list. The phone lines are open. That's 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4227. I'm going to get back to your calls. Let's go to Mike. Mike is calling from Baltimore. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show. What's up, Mike?
JR, how are you, man? And thanks for the privilege to be on your show.
Well, thank you, Mike. What's up?
Hey, man, I love the list. And what a great topic. And, you know, I'm not a last-mile logistics guy. I just sell tool belts for a living. But I think the Clemente choice to be on that list is spot on. And the reason being is he created a 70-year legacy of a demographic of players that has changed the face of the game. And to me, that's why it's so important that you recognized him and have him on there.
Oh, well, we can't have a guy who is from a U.S. territory who played from the Caribbean, who's also Latin American. We can't have him here because it's a part of the United States of America. It's not international enough from the guy from Colorado.
I mean, I love the list. And, you know, Clemente, I mean, if you ever get the opportunity, the book on Clemente, I forget the author, it's a great read. But Clemente is spot on. And, you know, I think it's a great topic. And, you know, hopefully folks that are just fans of the game have the opportunity to do a little research on Roberto, because he was an amazing, amazing player and a great choice for the list. And his legacy lives on today with so many great Latin players. So
good on
you. And I'm a Bronx guy myself, man. So I totally relate to it. I love it.
Yeah, Uptown forever. Hey, thank you, Mike. Appreciate you.
Be good, Jared. Thanks, man.
You as well. Shout outs to Mike calling from Baltimore. 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4227. We're talking about some of the best international players to play here in the United States of America and Canada. Man, we've had, and I talked about Alexander Ovechkin. Had Yamir Yager, who played here. You know, I'm looking at a message right now. I got this this tweet in. Shout outs to Jonathan, tweeted me at JR Sport Brief. He's talking about the Dominator, Dominic Hasek. And then he even brought up Lionel Messi. That's a good one if we want to think about Inter Miami. Messi, has he been here long enough? I mean, we can think about the expansion and the globalization of the game, or mostly the expansion here in the United States of America. We know we're behind the eight ball when it comes to football/soccer. Messi is an interesting one. Messi is definitely influential when it comes to, hey, I came over from Argentina, had all this success in Europe, and now I'm going to play for Miami. Big deal. But is he one of the six best athletes to play here? By name, yeah, but it's tough given the accomplishments. It's also tough given the fact that it's MLS. Come on. I mean, for all of that, we might as well throw David Beckham into the mix, right? Be messy to it. 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4227. Let's go ahead and talk to Glenn. He's here from Niagara Falls. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show. What's up, Glenn?
Hey, JR, good to talk to you again, my friend. Good to talk to Chris, too. I usually talk to him on the weekend. Listen, I the Achiro one, by the way, I like your list. That's the only one I question, because most of the other guys, Achiro was an amazing player, automatic Hall of Famer. But to me, I wouldn't put him down as one of the best all-time to play the game. That's why the only one I question on your list. I understand why you had him on there.
Glenn.
What's that, sorry?
Ichiro, yeah. Oh my God, hold on. I can't smoke here in the studio. I don't have a pack of cigarettes. I don't smoke. I may have to have a cigar when I get out of here. I may have to pull one out. You don't believe Ichiro Suzuki is one of the greatest baseball players ever?
I think he's one of the greatest, but he's certainly not a top five.
Yeah. Glenn, before you don't become a runaway train. It's okay. I didn't say that Ichiro Suzuki was one of the greatest baseball players of all time. I didn't rank him above Pete Rose. I'm not. But he is one of the greatest baseball players of all time. He's going into the Hall of Fame.
I'm just saying he deserves to be on the list. He wouldn't be on my top six list. That's all I'm saying.
Fine. Well, I mean, if we have to think about international players, who would you put on your list then? If you're going to take Ichiro off of this list, who would you replace him with?
If you're going to stick with another baseball player, I think Nomo, when he came over, had more impact on the game initially. But
I am talking about talent. What you did.
Okay.
There is no comparison between Hideo Nomo. I know he had the funky wind-up. It looked crazy.
Yeah.
There is no comparison between Hideo Nomo and his career and the career of Ichiro Suzuki. None.
I understand, but your list is kind of it's not just about talent, as you said, and yet you're talking about him in comparison. Because when Nomo came over, it was kind of the start, I believe, the start of the Japanese,
Glenn,
call it invasion to baseball. Isn't that true?
Let me be clear. Yes, he came over, was rookie of the year, had the funky arm. Let me be clear.
Yeah.
This list is about individuals who had a major impact on the field, on the court, on the ice, period. And there are other elements. Hideo Nomo doesn't fit into that. Even if I took, Glenn, even if I took away any of the outside accolades from any of the individuals that I mentioned, Roberto Clemente was a 15-time All-Star and was a World Series MVP. Okay? Ichiro Suzuki played forever in Major League Baseball and Japan and has more combined hits than any human being ever. Dirk Nowitzki played 20 years with the Mavs, has 2 championships, and 6 all-time in scoring. Alexander Ovechkin has been here since 2004 and is about to pass Wayne Gretzky when it comes to goals. Hakeem Olajuwon leads the NBA all-time in blocks, is one of the few individuals to have a Defensive Player of the Year and an MVP in the same season. And then I just told you about Shohei Ohtani, who has done things in Major League Baseball that we have never, ever seen. If we just want to stop, if we just stop and look at the numbers and look at the stats, for every human being that I just mentioned, the numbers themselves do speaking and talking. In the case of Roberto Clemente and even Ichiro, not as public, Roberto Clemente was a humanitarian as well. That's a plus and a bonus. But to even think, Glenn, I'm sorry, I feel I really need a smoke now. To put Hideo Nomo and Ichiro to look at their careers and go, who had a better one? There's no debate at all, Glenn.
Your career, JR. JR, I had more to say, brother.
Well, you're here. Finish.
Oh, I thought I got cut off. I'm sorry.
You're about to get cut off.
I know I am, but I wasn't calling about Hideki Nomo. I just don't agree with Ichiro, and we won't get into that. I want to add a couple people that added Seve Ballesteros in golf. Basically started European golfers hitting here. And when it comes to hockey, there's a player kind of, to me, I would relate to.
Hurry up.
I'm sorry. No.
Okay.
You got Lidstrom from.
Okay. Eric? Oh, thank you, Glenn. Oh, my God. You know what? He must be best friends with the guy who did not vote Ichiro into the hall. He got to be best friends with whoever that secret guy. And Ichiro still doesn't know. Ichiro said that guy that didn't vote me into the Hall of Fame, him and I are just going to go ahead and have a drink. He said, I need to invite that guy over to my house and have a drink. Now I know who he's friends with. Ichiro? Are we really putting Hideo Nomo and Ichiro in the same category? What world are we living in? Hey, man, Ichiro Suzuki would roll his eyes. He'd be like, that guy, Hideo? Yeah, he came over before me, but that's it. Sad. 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4227. I just gave you a top 6 list of some of the best athletes to come over and play in the United States of America and Canada. You know, and speaking of international, I'll leave the phone lines open. When we come back on the other side of the break, I'm going to tell you about the NFL. Because the NFL, yeah, the sport, the American football that we have here, it's continuing to expand. I'm going to tell you where the NFL will be back to next year. You're locked into the JR Sport Brief Show on the Infinity Sports Network. Of course, at the end of the show, we'll talk about a few things that took place this day in sports history. So don't move. It is the JR Sport Brief Show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. Now, I tried to go get a smoke in the break, but I couldn't. Couldn't go anywhere. I just sat here. I'm still trying to have my brain process the fact that someone believed that Hideo Nomo was was a better player or was more influential in baseball than Ichiro Suzuki? I don't get it. Hey, to each his own, right? To each his own. 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4227. I gave you a top six list of some of the best international players to ever suit up here in North America. If you missed the whole list, you can go ahead and hit rewind on the free Odyssey app. If you still want to call, you can. 855-212-4227. And number one on the list, I gave you an active player in Shohei Ohtani. He happens to be the face of Major League Baseball. It doesn't matter where he's from. It doesn't matter how much English he speaks or does not speak. The man hits home runs. The guy steals bases. Don't expect as many stolen bases this year now that he's going to be on the mound. Expect to see him on a mound maybe in May, maybe sooner than that. But don't expect I'd be shocked. There's no way in hell. Come on now. Let's be realistic. The man had a 50-50 season. He didn't have to pitch. He may never run for another 50 bases in his career. Steal another 50 bases ever. I'd be shocked. If he did that, then just let's go ahead and find a new award to give him. Let's rename all the awards the Shohei Ohtani Award. This guy is, he's on another level. He's just, he's like a video game. He's broken the mold of Shohei Ohtani. His face of baseball, a guy from Japan. God bless him. Now, I also told you before we went to break that we know all sports are, they're going global. Well, not sports, but our domestic leagues, they certainly take advantage of international markets. The NBA has ventured out into Paris. We see them having preseason games in the Middle East. You think about Major League Baseball, the start of the regular season is going to be between the Cubs and the Dodgers out in Japan to highlight a lot of their Japanese talent. It's fun. Man, I remember waking up, must have been almost 25 years ago, 25, 26 years ago. I remember getting up in the morning and watching the New York Mets play in Japan. And it was one of the coolest things to just wake up in the morning and get the day started and get everything rolling and just turn on the television and go, oh my God, there's Benny Agbayani playing in Japan. And just to have baseball on that early in the morning and not have it be a complete crap show, you know, there's just a different appreciation. And it's a cool thing. And we know the NFL has certainly ventured into playing games outside the United States of America. NFL, we've seen games in Germany. NFL is in London. We see the Jacksonville Jaguars. They're so ass. They try to play as many games outside of the United States of America as possible. Mexico City. And last season, to open up the year, let's keep in mind, we had an NFL game in Brazil. The Eagles beat the Green Bay Packers 34-29. Packer fans probably don't want to remember this because Jordan Love, he went down. But ultimately, there was a lot of people complaining about the field in that game down in Sao Paulo. Well, the NFL just let everybody know today that the Chargers of Los Angeles, why not give up a home game in L.A.? It's not breaking a bank when you got two teams playing out in SoFi Stadium. The Chargers are going to host the next regular season game out in Brazil. This is going to make the Chargers the first team to play on five different continents. Now, their opponent hasn't been announced yet. Can't wait to see what team they send down there to, I don't know, maybe play on a better field. And things, now that we've had one game, I'm hoping things can be a little bit different. Down in Sao Paulo, you might remember, this is kind of crazy, A.J. Brown didn't sound all that enthusiastic before they went. A.J. Brown actually made it a point to say, man, I'm worried about going to Brazil because all they did was give us an entire list of things that we should not do. This is A.J. Brown before they went to play in Brazil.
We had a meeting yesterday, and it was like a whole bunch of don't do's. And I'm just trying to go down there, win a football game, come back home.
That's the best way I can put it.
No, it shouldn't be tough to do. You know, we're professional. This isn't my first game. But it is my first game out of the country. So you just got to put all that into a factor and just try to navigate through that the best way you can. And ultimately, you know, what we down there to do. We're down there to win a football game.
What were you told not to do?
We're not down there to see the city, do all this other stuff. This is not a vacation. It's a football game. That's
what were you told not to do?
A lot, honestly. Things that we would normally do here, even simple as just walking down the street with your phone in your hand and stuff like that, like, which is kind of crazy. So,
yeah, and then A.J. Brown had to come out and pretty much try to clean all of that up. NFL is like, man, we're going to Brazil and you're telling everybody about a bunch of stuff we told you not to do. Man, you could walk down the street in America and have your phone stolen out of your hand. Come on now. You just got all these NFL athletes who, these guys had their houses robbed. Travis Kelce, Mahomes, and Burrow, and Bobby Portis. Who thought to rob Bobby Portis' house? Anyway, the fact is, you can get robbed anywhere. And I've been down to Brazil. I was in Brazil for the Olympics. I wasn't walking down the street with my phone in my... Well, first of all, there's a lot of military all over the damn place down in Rio de Janeiro. But, you know, common sense in a lot of places when you travel anywhere, and you don't even got to travel, you got to be careful not to... You don't want to be a victim. Simple as that. Walk around with... You can get your phone snatched out your hand anywhere, so cut it out. A.J. Brown, after the game... He changed his tune a little bit. Listen to this.
It was great. I don't know if San Paulo like knows like when to cheer, but it was great though. It was great, and it was loud the entire time, you know. And They kind of got a bad rep, you know. We had a whole bunch of don't do's, but it's been great ever since we got here. You know, they've been treating us well, and it was just great just to see the city and everything too. So I'm glad that we got the opportunity to come down here and play.
Oh, that's nice. I guess he had some second thoughts here after experiencing it outside of the fans not knowing when to cheer and make noise because they just did happy to be there at an NFL game. Yeah, second thoughts. That's why you should experience things before you complain about them. There ain't no such thing as a perfect place on planet Earth. Every place has its pros and its cons. Doesn't matter where the hell you're from. Hey, good luck to the Chargers and whoever the hell they face. I'm trying to think of what a terrible football team we're going to send down there. Knowing the NFL will end up with the Chargers and the Browns live in Brazil. And poor fans. 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4227. Or send the Jets. Send some miserable-ass team that nobody cares about. Let's go to Kim. Kim is calling from Delaware. Hey, Kim, you're on the JR Sport Brief Show. What's up?
So I just have a little fun fact for you. I was getting my nails done a couple months ago, and I was talking to one of the manicurists, and she was talking about going on a trip. And she was saying how she didn't want to fly. And I said, oh, are you afraid of flying? And she's like, well, my grandfather was killed in a plane crash. And I said, I'm so sorry to hear that. And she said, my grandfather is Roberto Clemente.
Oh, wow. What a hell of a story, Kim.
I said, what? And she said, my grandfather's Roberto Clemente. Well, I started flipping out in the nail salon. I'm like, you're kidding me. And she's like, no. It's her mother. Her mother is the daughter of him.
Okay. Well, her mother, that's her mother's dad.
Yes.
Okay. All right. That's pretty awesome. Okay.
So
you're a big baseball fan, Kim? You're a big baseball fan?
I am. We're Oriole fans. So
okay.
As soon as she said that, I'm like, oh my gosh, I can't believe it.
Oh, how about that? Well, what do you think about the Orioles this year? You think they finally got the pitching together, or they got to rely on those young bats?
Oh, I don't know. I hope they do something with the pitching. It's always seems to be the issue.
Okay. Well, let's see if they can knock the Yankees off the perch. I know if you're an Orioles fan, you certainly hate the Yankees, and I know the Yankees hate the Orioles.
Well, I've got my fingers crossed for the Orioles this year.
Hey, good luck to you, and thank you so much for calling with that amazing story, okay?
Sure. My pleasure.
Thank you, Kim, for calling from Delaware. Thank you. How about that? So she's getting her nails done and met Roberto Clemente's granddaughter in the nail salon. Wilder things have happened on Earth, like wilder things. Thank you so much, Kim from Delaware. 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4227. We're going to take a break. When we come back, we'll give you a recap on the things that we discussed today in the show. We'll tell you about a few things that took place this day in sports history. And we will go ahead and make way for Bart Winkler. It's the JR Sport Brief Show on the Infinity Sports Network. The phone lines are still open if you want to give me a holler. 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4227. But right now, it's time for a news flash. Here he is. It's Pete McCarthy.
Infinity Sports Network. Sports Flash.
Well, JR, expect changes after the inaugural year of the expanded college football playoffs, specifically with the seeding. The SEC and the Big Ten leading the way on that talk. This past year, the four highest-ranked conference champions earned the top four seeds and a first-round bye. Of course, that didn't stop eighth-seeded Ohio State from winning the championship. Forward Javonte Green has agreed to a contract buyout with the Pelicans. He reportedly intends to sign on with the Cavaliers once he clears waivers. The NBA is back tonight. A well-rested LeBron James, Luka Doncic, and the Lakers are hosting the Hornets at the top of the hour. LeBron, of course, missed his first All-Star game in 20 years, citing soreness in his left ankle. An eagerly anticipated Four Nations final between the U.S. and Canada comes tomorrow evening. The U.S. is a bit banged up. Defenseman Charlie McAvoy was hospitalized Monday with an infection to his right shoulder and a significant injury to his AC joint. Defenseman Quinn Hughes had been rumored to replace him, but will ultimately not travel to Boston for the game tomorrow night. Men's Hoops top-ranked Auburn is hosting Arkansas. Auburn down 2 points midway through the first half. Number four, Alabama, is struggling at number 15, Missouri. The Crimson Tide down 12 points midway through the first half. Number 10, St. John's, has an 18-12 lead on DePaul. They're also about midway through the first half. Earlier, number 17, Kentucky, defeated Vanderbilt 82-61. Women's Hoops, Juju Watkins and number 4, USC, are hosting ranked Michigan State. That game tips off in a few minutes. I'm Pete McCarthy.
The Infinity Sports Network is on your smart speaker. All you have to say is, play Infinity Sports Network. That's it. Play Infinity Sports Network.
It is the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on the Infinity Sports Network. 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4227. In a few minutes, talk about a few things that took place this day in sports history. But in a second here, we'll go ahead and talk to you. 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4227. So much going on in the world of sports. Talked about the NFL heading back to Brazil later on this year. Gave you a top six list of some of the most important, some of the best, period, international players we've had here in the United States of America and Canada. But right now, let's go ahead and have a chat with Brian, who's calling up from Erie, Pennsylvania. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show. Brian, what's up?
JR, what's up, brother? How you doing?
I'm excellent. What's on your mind, man?
Dude, So my thing is, the NFL, how greedy is Roger Goodell? Did this dude just keep sending teams over to different countries? And this, next thing you know, they're going to be playing a freaking game in Guantanamo Bay because this dude is going to make a gazillion dollars. Like, I'm a Browns fan. They're going to London next year.
Yeah.
I mean, so how many times are they going to send all these teams overseas to play these games that people in England will watch, but they're losing these home games for all the people in Cleveland or the who's going to Brazil next year? You said the Chargers. Like, when is this dude going to stop? That the owners.
Well, how help me out here. What makes them greedy? They're business. They used to operate as a non-for-profit, but they're here to make money. Like, that's the point of a business. If you have a business in front of you, and the idea is to scale out as many opportunities as possible so you can make money, how is this the NFL being greedy? They sound like every other business to me.
You're 100% right. They're making billions of dollars already staying in the States. And they're sending these dudes overseas where it screws. I mean, honest to goodness, if you look at when they're talking, they're like talking to players, like A.J. Brown said he felt unsafe. These dudes are losing like sleep habits. They're losing their habits.
Oh,
they're going,
come on. Brian, that was splitting hairs. These guys are making $35 million. They go on a 3-day business trip to another country and turn back around. Like, what are we talking about here? Are you being serious, Brian? Or you just razzing me here? Come on.
No, I'm being serious. It's like Roger Goodell. Everybody, you know, dude. Nobody likes Roger Goodell. Nobody likes his dude.
Yeah, but that doesn't have anything to do with the expansion of the game as it is a business. If the NFL can make money overseas by growing a fan base, it's as simple as this. I don't know one NFL fan who says, I'm not watching any more NFL games because they're playing in fill-in-the-blank country. That's not the case. The NFL is making more money. They're bringing in new potential customers. And they're not necessarily losing anybody that's here in the States. I've had one guy call me, and shout outs to the older gentleman in Baltimore. I hope he's still around. This guy must be 150 years old. He called me about 2 or 3 years ago, and he complained about the NFL playing games overseas and talked about how the fans in America are getting screwed. They're not, man. They're not. The NFL is operating as a business. And like a lot of businesses, any business, you form in America. You have success in America. If you can make money overseas, you do it, wouldn't you?
Yes. Dude, I completely agree with you. It's nuts. Like they don't have a stopping point. Like where else are they going to go?
Shouldn't. If the NFL can wake up and say that they can have a league in Japan, you think the NFL wouldn't? If the NFL if the NFL can wake up in 100 years and say, "Man, we got a miniature NFL league in South Korea," you think that they would not? Come on, man, they would.
Like, why the hell? Like, you're sending the Browns to London? Like, who the hell? Well, I know who wants to watch the Browns on. England
Somebody.
Wants to watch the Browns in London.
They watch anybody, yeah.
They'll watch anybody. So then, real quick, if I have 1 second, and it's like the Dodgers, They're not. I don't understand how people don't say the Dodgers are not. They're not ruining baseball, but.
Well,
I mean, if you have
Rob Manfred,
$1 billion.
Yeah.
Well, just like you said, Rob Manfred said the Dodgers are playing by the rules.
Correct.
Come on,
They are. But these are the rules. You want to know something? These are the rules that the Major League Baseball owners and the Major League Baseball Players Association agreed to. You see, it's a double-edged sword, and you bring up a good point, and thank you, Brian, for calling from Erie. He brings up a very good point, because if you take a look at Major League Baseball, they don't operate in a salary cap world of space. You know, we talked about this earlier on in the show, how the NFL salary cap, I believe, is going to go up by about $20 million for the year 2025. And I think the salary cap now is going to be in the range of 277 to about 280, 281. And so every team has a little bit more money to play with because the NFL is making more money because the revenue is going up. In the case of Major League Baseball, they don't have those budgetary constraints. They don't have none. If the Los Angeles Dodgers woke up tomorrow and they were willing to keep paying money hand over fist to bring in the next guy from Japan and the next guy from Japan and a guy from Korea and find a guy in Kuwait, if the Dodgers wanted to do that, they could. They could pay as much taxes as they want. I think the taxes passed, I think, $300 million approximately before you start getting into other tiers. The Dodgers payroll at this point in time has to be close to $370 million. If you're going to pay the tax and not care, if you're going to go past multiple tax thresholds and not care, what are you going to do? There are no restrictions. There are none. The players, you see the contracts that they're getting? You got Soto making $765. You got Ohtani making $700 million. If you're the Players Association, it's a delicate balance. You have to weigh whether or not you want the economics to be equal for all of the teams across the country, across the leagues. Or would you rather have a free-flowing system where your players can make the most money to the teams who want to spend it? I mean, if I got to think about a spendthrift like the Pirates, like they don't even belong on the baseball field with the Dodgers or the Yankees or the New York Mets. It's not fair at all. Like, money is the great equalizer. I can patch up mistakes. I can spend. I can outbid you. Hey, you Pirates develop the player, and then me, Dodgers, I steal them from you. Like, it's as simple as that. I mean, here in Atlanta, Georgia, we got Matt Olson now who replaced Freddie Freeman. That's because the Dodgers just said, Freddie, come here. You know, the Red Sox are pretty stupid. They said, Mookie Betts, come here. Dodgers started signing everybody. They signed Blake Snell. They have Tyler Glass now. Like, it's nuts. But you can't blame the commissioner. He's right. He works for the owners. And if the owners don't care because they get to make money and share the money and pocket the money, the valuations of their teams continue to go up, whether or not you're an ass team or a good one. Owners don't care. And then the players, they're making money hand over fist. And so what if Vladimir Guerrero Jr. is unhappy in Toronto? You don't think the New York Mets would break the bank? New York Mets would tell Pete Alonso, hey, man, take a hike real fast. Or, hey, go sit in the DH spot. We're going to put Vladdy here for the next 5 to 10 years. Like, who suffers? I guess anybody, the fans. But do you stop watching? This sounds bad. One of my favorite sports memories. I told you about stopping by the Roberto Clemente statue years ago at PNC Park, whatever the hell they call it now. I remember being outside on a cold, wet day, cloudy, damp, cold in Pittsburgh. The fans were filing out. It was the last game, last day of the regular season. Pirates just had another miserable year. And all I saw were fans. All in the black and yellow, filing out. I'm like, man, they're still showing up. It's the end of the season. Ain't nothing going to happen. The year is over. But the dedication that they had to the fan base was just, it was crazy. I appreciate it. I'm like, damn, they really ride or die for their team. Imagine not being able to compete. The fans are the ones who get the short end of the stick. Every now and then you got a spike and you have some hope. But ultimately, there's not a lot to hope for. Blame the players. Blame the owners. They're the ones making money. The last guy I'd blame is Rob Manfred. He works for the owners. Yeah, he's a pain in the ass. Yeah, he says stupid things. Yeah, just give him a break. He's taking money just like a lot of us, okay? As simple as that. Hey, it's the end of the show. It's time. Well, we only got one thing. It's time for a thing that took place this day in sports history.
Back in the days when I was young, I'm not a kid anymore. But some days I sit and wish I was a kid again.
It's time for this day in sports history.
You see, back in those days,
we had radio and you couldn't see anything. And it was primitive and lousy and we liked it.
On the JR Sport Brief Show.
I wish I was 50 years younger and I'd kick your ass.
It is the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on the Infinity Sports Network. Today is February 19th. The year is 2025. And there's nothing exciting about what I'm about to share with you, but I'll tell you anyway. On February 19th, the year was 2017. Anthony Davis had 52 points in an All-Star game. The West beat the East 192 to 182. And we had a crap All-Star game. And that's it. You can cut the music. Yeah, that's it. That's it. You cut the music. We don't even need to listen to no stupid audio from 2017. We don't need it. That All-Star game stunk. At that point in time, that was the most, or excuse me, that was the highest scoring All-Star game ever. Until we had last year's All-Star game, which was just garbage. 211 points to 186. That was the score last year. And by the way, speaking of All-Star games, here's a little bit of information. According to Front Office Sports, Sunday's All-Star game, the new one that they just tried, the tournament version, it was the second least watched All-Star game in NBA history. There you have it. I guess Draymond Green can sit on his podcast and complain some more. How about that? Hey, Chris, thank you so much for a great job helping to produce the show. I appreciate your help.
Thank you, JR. It was a blast and, most importantly, an honor.
Oh, well, thank you very much. I appreciate that. Good stuff. Good work. Hey, listen, folks. You've been listening to the JR Sport Brief Show here on the Infinity Sports Network. We've talked about a lot. Luka Doncic returning tonight. We have one NBA game on the slate as the Los Angeles Lakers host the Charlotte Hornets. Luka playing his third game as a Laker. LeBron James won't be in action. Of course, tomorrow we got a big game, Four Nations finale. We got Team Canada versus Team USA up in Boston. And we'll be back on air tomorrow. I'll be back here at 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 Pacific. If you missed a minute of the show, go ahead and hit rewind on the free Odyssey app. Once again, thank you to Joe Cardona, long snapper, two-time Super Bowl champ, captain with the New England Patriots. This man is not just a captain with the New England Patriots. This man also serves in the United States Navy Reserve, Naval Reserve. So he's a lieutenant. Big ups and much love to him. And once again, thank you to everybody out here serving. Whether you serving now or you have served, we appreciate you. The JR Sport Brief Show here on the Infinity Sports Network, it's over. You missed a minute? Hit rewind on the free Odyssey app. Be back tomorrow, 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 Pacific. You can find me everywhere at JR Sport Brief. Don't move. Bart Winkler coming up next here on the Infinity Sports Network. The JR Sport Brief Show is done.